Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Trautman, your host. Thanks for joining me. And guess what? You can now listen to select Room 33 podcasts on SoundCloud. SoundCloud has lots of cool music to experience. And I've also created a new higher education course at a learning organization that is open. It is called Oplerno. The course is Decision 14, The Battle for the U.S. Senate. The course analyzes key contests that could determine control of the institution and thus help shape American politics for the next 2 years. It is for credit, all online, and should be a lot of fun. The course starts soon. I have linked both of these to my website, carltrautman.com. Now, on to this week's podcast. You might have heard about tax inversions lately. Burger King has been in the news because of this. They are examples of the unfairness of the U.S. tax system and the long reach of the politically connected. Now, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren recently spoke on the issue. First, this is how it can be done. These are her words. An American company merges with a much smaller company located in a foreign country, usually a tax haven like Ireland or Bermuda. As long as the shareholders of the foreign company own 20% of the newly merged company, our tax laws allow that new company to claim foreign citizenship. That means that American companies can hire a bunch of Wall Street bankers and a bunch of lawyers, fill out some paperwork, keep everything the same in their operations, and dodge their U.S. taxes. Wow, and this is legal. Well, there is legislation out there. It is the Stop Corporate Inversions Act of 2014. Michigan Senator Carl Levin is the sponsor. It would negate Medtronic's proposed acquisition of Covidin. Now, Medtronic is a U.S. company that manufactures medical devices. Its world headquarters are in Minnesota. Covidin is an Irish company that makes healthcare products. Medtronic has proposed to buy Covidin for approximately $43 billion. Now, if the acquisition went through, $12 billion that Medtronic has in cash overseas could be accessed by them without the burden of paying taxes to the U.S. Treasury. Sweet. Well, guess who's lobbying against Levin's bill? John Breaux and Trent Lott. Breaux is a former Democratic senator from Louisiana. Trent Lott is from Mississippi and a former Republican majority leader of the U.S. Senate. And the firm that the senators work for will receive how much for this? $200,000. Talk about a textbook case of what is wrong with Washington. Here's more from Senator Warren. America is a great place to do business because of the investments we have made together. In Massachusetts and across this country, we invest in public education in our colleges and universities, producing millions of skilled workers. We invest in infrastructure in our roads and bridges and ports, making it easier for our companies to move their products across the country and beyond. We invest in scientific and medical research, giving our companies access to the most innovative and cutting-edge technologies. We invest together to make America a place where any kid will have a chance to come up with an idea and turn it into the next great American corporation. The companies that are pursuing these corporate inversions know all of this. That's why they are not actually leaving America behind. They just don't want to pay for it. Well, I would like to see this issue front and center this fall. Make no mistake about it. The complexity of the tax code can function as an obfuscation tool, and the result? The preservation of the status quo. Well, it's time to change the status quo. Thanks for listening, and feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm at Redhead324. This is Carl Trautman, and you're in Room 33.